At the Virginia Christian Alliance, VCA, we are committed to upholding God's design for sexuality as outlined in Scripture. In a world that increasingly distorts and redefines what God has clearly established, we stand firm in proclaiming His truth about our sexual lifestyles. Biblical sexuality is not merely a moral guideline, it is a divine blueprint that leads to lives of joy, fulfillment, and spiritual growth. Biblical sexuality matters. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 3-4 reminds us, "But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people." These verses challenge us to live lives that reflect our identity as new creations in Christ, free from the chains of sexual immorality and the consequences it brings. Elimination of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Day, Programs, January 2025. CBN News. President Trump has issued a directive that put federal employees working on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, DEI, on administrative leave Wednesday, according to a new memo from the Office of Personnel Management. The memo outlined to the departments and agency heads that they had until 5 p.m. Wednesday to inform employees that they would be placed on administrative leave as the agencies prepare to close all DEI-related offices and programs and to remove all websites and social media accounts for such offices. They were also directed to submit a written plan of how they will dismiss employees by January 31. Trump signed the Ending Radical and Wasteful Government DEI Programs and Preferencing executive order Monday, which stated, "Americans deserve a government committed to serving every person with equal dignity and respect, and to expending precious taxpayer resources only on making America great." See President Trump's action on whitehouse.gov. Redefinition of Gender in Federal Policies, January 2025. An executive order was issued mandating that federal agencies recognize only two genders, male and female, based on biological sex assigned at birth. This order affected federal documents, healthcare policies, and the housing of transgender inmates, among other areas. White House. Gov. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Trump State Department tells embassies and outposts, "Fly stars and stripes only, no more Pride or BLM flags." The Trump State Department implemented a landmark One Flag policy on Monday, barring U.S. outposts at home and abroad from flying any other flag but the Stars and Stripes. The newly issued order, a copy of which was obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, effectively bans American facilities from displaying flags affiliated with left-wing movements, including the Pride and Black Lives Matter flags that flew over U.S. government buildings under Biden. Free Beacon. These actions reflect the administration's commitment to policies supporting traditional views on sexuality and limiting the recognition and rights of LGBTQ+ individuals. Through weekly posts on this critical subject, VCA seeks to educate, encourage, and equip readers with biblical perspectives on topics such as abstinence, purity, the damages of fornication and pornography, and God's plan for marriage. Each post will feature insights, news, and scripture-based reflections that align with our mission to promote God's truth in all areas of life. 1. What does the Bible actually teach about sex? This article delves into the Bible's teachings on sex, emphasizing that within marriage, sex is intended to be overwhelmingly good, full of passion, and truly satisfying. It also discusses the practical purposes of sex, including procreation and the unification of husband and wife, while highlighting the importance of adhering to God-given boundaries for sexual behavior. Crosswalk. 2. Marriage, Great Sex and a Biblical Relationship. Authored by Pat Robertson, this piece discusses the sanctity of sex within marriage, stating that God made men and women sexual beings capable of receiving pleasure from the sexual act. It emphasizes that sex in marriage is good, holy, and ordained by God, and addresses topics such as the purpose of sex and the concept of the marriage bed remaining undefiled. CBN. 3. Is sexuality a matter of first importance? This article examines the Apostle Paul's discussion of same-sex sexuality in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, providing insights into how the early church approached issues of sexual immorality. It emphasizes the gravity of sexual sins and the importance of adhering to biblical teachings on sexuality. Christianity Today. These articles offer valuable insights into biblical teachings on sexuality, emphasizing the sanctity of sex within marriage and the importance of adhering to scriptural guidelines.